Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Mama 7, and we are doing devotions. Yeah, it's early in the morning. You know, just I'm not going to pretend with it. It's early in the morning. And as we are working on our early mornings, we're up, we're together, we're making group prayer, we are with each other, because there's something going on called devotions, right? And we know that one of the reasons we do devotions is because, and the reason why it's called devotions is because we are devoting ourselves to God. And we do this in coordination with all the millions of Muslims around the world and non-Muslims that get together and celebrate Ramadan, which is a fast, a big fast, 30 days. And it's on a lunar calendar and all of this good stuff. There's a lot of history to it. If you get a chance and want to know why A Wonderful Approach is fasting at this time, look into that, okay? But we know that God has told us many times when two or more gather, you know, it's like, so this is one of the largest fasts that happens in the world. And so there's a lot of energy right here, right now. And so I've had, you know, people tell me, oh, I'm looking for clarity. I'm looking for, you know, something even basic as a job. I'm looking for whatever you need in your life. Now is a good time to be asking for those things. Now is a good time to be putting forth the laws of attraction, putting out that intention of desire, putting out that intention of manifestation, that intention. Now is the time to start really pushing those things, because you're going to realize there's a lot of energy here. In the midst of a lot of the energy, in the midst of all this going on, I'm going to tell you, you have to stay focused, okay? So it's easy to get swept up in the energy. It is so very easy. This is why you have to make sure you are doing what you are supposed to be doing. There are quite a few times, places and spaces and people where I'm like, hey, write down this goal. Write it down. Memorize it. Every day, every week, look at this goal. You know, break the goal down. What steps can we take to get to this goal? You know what I'm saying? And so we do that so that once that breakthrough happens, you'll be able to really push and push and push. I was speaking with an angel yesterday, and I said, look, when this breakthrough happens, you have to kick. You have to kick your feet really hard, like you were about to drown. Now, I've swum, water surf, water polo. You know, I am a swimmer, a very strong swimmer, right? And I have fallen off of a board in the middle of the ocean, or what it felt like the middle of the ocean. It was just a couple feet in, but I was in way over my head. And when I first fell off the board, I remember feeling the vastness of the ocean. I've had places and spaces where I can feel my humanist, okay? Every day I wake up in a bed, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. And this is how, you know, I wake up in a secure house. I got a house around me. I have, you know, neighbors. I can feel I'm a human. When I fell off that board, and I've been at that moment for about a day now, and I fell off that board, and I was under all of this water, I remember kind of looking around, and it was nothing but water, and I felt so small at that moment. I felt so small, and I was like, okay, hold on, let me focus. And as I'm trying to get my wits about me because I was knocked off the board, there was almost a little panic in there. And I was like, okay, which way is up? How am I going to get up? And so the way to get up is you have to let your body rest, and then your body will naturally start to float up. I was under the water. I was under it good. And so as your body naturally starts to float and you see your direction, then you kick like crazy to get to the top. And so this is where some of us are. You are deep under this water, okay? You under. You're more under than over. And you're looking for this breakthrough, but you're tired, and I understand. Most humans would understand. You've been fighting a fight for a long time. Most of us have. Trust me, the world has really, really been going through it over the last couple of years. So when that opportunity, when that break hits, when you start to see your direction, and you may have to really move past the panic and allow your body to naturally send you to where it's supposed to go, you will naturally start to float up. God is in control. God is going to move you up. How amazing is it that our bodies will naturally do what they're supposed to do? Our bodies breathe for us. Our bodies empty out waste for us. So our bodies are naturally set up to do the things that we need to do. But when you see that direction, you start to kick like crazy, okay? Some of y'all have been having blessings, opportunities, and you're just like, oh, I'll never make it. Poof. I have been running. I have done this a couple of times, running out of breath as I'm reaching the top. And right when I thought my poor little lungs were going to collapse, there's the air. Most swimmers, if you see them, they'll have a bunch of bubbles around their face. That's because they're letting out their air. Sometimes that's the last of their air. And they have to let that go so they can get more air that's coming, right? Some of you need to kick like that. Kick like you can recognize that you're running out of air. You know, before we run out of air, our lungs, they'll tell us, we'll feel it. Oh, I got to hurry up and breathe. You'll feel that, right? Kick. Push harder. Call your fast buddy and kick with them. Call your prayer buddy and be like, hey, I need a word. I'm getting over something. I've been under. So this is where we are. All right, family? It's scary sometimes. It's scary when you are, like, not sure if you're going to make it. And whether we're talking about financial, whether we're talking about health, whether we're talking about spirit, it's scary to think, you know, oh, I may not make it. I don't have it. You know, and this is when our faith comes about, and this is when we really realize how strong our toolbox is. Some of y'all toolboxes is made out of Kroger bags, okay? If you've ever seen a real toolbox, the toolbox has to be strong enough to hold strong tools, all right? So it's got to be made out of a metal at least as strong as that hammerhead, or the hammerhead's going to bust through. It's got to be able to handle that saw and file, because you need that when you're doing X, Y, and Z. So a toolbox out of a Kroger bag ain't going to work. These are the times we find these things out. Where are you at? Where's your toolbox? And for me, I have to empty my toolbox out and pack it for the job that I'm going to. You know, because I have 20,000 tools, right? 20,000 tools is not going to fit in this toolbox that I can carry. That gets too heavy. I won't be able to operate. So what I have to do is say, okay, we're going to what? We're going to the grocery store.
All right, so I need to pack my patience. I need to pack my honesty about how much money I really have and how much money I really need. I need to pack, you know, I pack my bag. Every day I pack my bag. This is called prayer. So I make my prayer, and my prayer dictates how much I can carry, what I need to bring with me, because prayer has already let God know, hey, God, I believe this is my day, you know, please stay with me. And God is like, yeah, okay, make sure you pack a little bit of that discipline, because your coworkers is going to need to sit there and feel the need to eat in front of you. You know, and so you pack your discipline, and I'll make sure her food smells horrible. And it works. Sorry. Fear makes jokes like that, okay? I need you to understand. It's not just me. It's not just me. God does have a sense of humor. Don't let it. God has a sense of humor. So journaling, let me see. Journaling. We're at day 12, you know, and yesterday at day 11, we clapped, okay? We clapped because it was like, wow, I've made it this far. Absolutely. We're at day 12. There's 30 days in it. Now, we're not halfway, but we're a good little chunk in, okay? You know, you should be feeling good about yourself. Last day or two, I was like, man, I don't want to eat nothing. I'm just not going to eat nothing. If I can't eat what I want to eat, I don't want nothing. And so I had today's day 12. I woke up. I felt good. I was like, no, I'm gonna get a little something to eat. I already know what I want. I'm prepared. I got it in the house. This is me. I'm good. And so I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling prepared. I'm feeling like I'm not battling my body. Like the body and the mind and the spirit are now day 12 experience faster. But I feel as if I'm operating, we're all operating in unison. Like there's an understanding and an acceptance in the assignment of fasting. And so so now I know what I want, and I want it. And I ate it, I was appreciative of it, of eating it, you know. And so that type of energy goes a long way when you don't feel like you're in constant fight with yourself, okay? So today is being obedient to God. I love it. Okay. So, and this is just a moment of truth, you know, between us humans and whatever angels are listening. We have a responsibility to ourselves, to our ancestors, to God, to be obedient. Obedient means you're going to listen. You're going to do it. Now, if you can do it without complaining, that's even better for you. I'm going to be 53 this year. And so I can tell you, sometimes that's not as easy as what I just said. Okay? So why? Why, Mama 7? Why? Because there are going to be times where guys are going to ask you to do something you don't want to do. And that's just the truth of the matter. God is going to tell you to move when you don't want to move. God's going to tell you to leave when you don't want to leave. You're like, I just got here. Yeah, it's time to go. There are times where God is going to ask you to swallow your own pride and apologize. There's going to be times where God is going to ask you to do something or not do something that you don't want to do. There are moments in places and spaces where your will does not line up with God's will. And in the middle of those times, it can be difficult to follow God's orders. And what will happen, what I find often, is that people will substitute. You know, and I'm like, don't substitute. If God said A, let it be A. Let it be a strong A, too. Don't make it an A that kind of looks like a B. It could be a B if you look. No. If God said A, it's A. And it's important for us to talk about this because I think people believe that, you know, oh, in the words I wrote down in the book, but I'm a good person. Okay, good person. You can be a good person. You can be nice. You can be kind. You can be all these wonderful attributes, right? But if you're not being obedient, you're not being obedient. It has nothing to do with being nice. If God said do, then go do. And nothing else is going to satisfy that requirement of God saying go do. Go do this. Go do that. Whether you like it or not. Whether it makes sense. I swear, sometimes I'll be sitting there like, God, for clarification purposes. You know, I just want to be clear because I don't get, don't understand, don't want to do what you just said. You want me to do what? You know, it's almost like sitting down after a hard day and realizing that your drink is on the other side of the room. And, I mean, there's sometimes I'm like, I can't just levitate that over here to me. I have to actually get up and go get it. Gee, ain't no kids running around. You want to think of any other excuse. Your body's just like, I ain't got it, sis. I ain't got it. I'm not doing it. So, you know, there's a lot right there. There's a lot to unpack in the middle of that, right? I'm telling you. Telling you. We have to be obedient to God. And I tell people, God knows more. God loves us. Sometimes the people we put in our trust in, they don't love us like God loves us. They couldn't begin to. They're not going to pretend. They are not even going to pretend like they love us like that. How about that? They ain't got it in them to love us like God loves us. So that job that you're putting all your stock in and, you know, you missing out birthday baby's birthday parties and you willing to travel cross country for only for have them lay you off 6 months later. Yeah, that's not your God. So, you know, in order to be obedient to God, and when I say God, I'm talking about the Most High God. I'm talking about your creator, the one that made you, the one that made the heavens and earth and all that other good stuff. I'm not talking about the God you created. You know, when they said talk about false idols, I'm going to need you to listen because some of y'all are making idols in God's jobs. You're making idols in God's out of these fake relationships. You're making idols in God's out of your material status. And I'm like, hold on. When did material status get above God? When did it get so important that you be seen with this dude that you let your God morals go? So, you know, a lot of times the lesson is right there, but we don't see it. We don't want to see it. We fighting. Oh, no, I can't do this. I don't want to do that. We fighting. But let me tell you something. You can fight with God all you want to. You're going to lose. You're going to lose. So being obedient to God has so many layers of understanding in it that we're not really, that we as humans are not paying attention to. Okay, number one, you need to learn what obedience means. Obedience means you're going to do it. Period. It means go do it now. You know, I have children. I'll tell that youngest one, hey, go fill up the refrigerator with the water I have on the counter. You can ask me right now if that's been done. No. So guess who gets to wake somebody up with great relish and say, hey, go put the water in. Oh, okay, Mom. Sleepy. Right. Now, if you had done it when I told you when you were up and it was convenient, then you could have done it then. But now you didn't do it. Oh, I'm definitely going to wait for you to be comfortable, to make you uncomfortable, so that next time you'll think, ooh, let me do this before she catches me when I'm uncomfortable. Parent of two children, just wait. what do you think God does? What do you, God's like, I told you to go do this. And you're like, yeah, 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 God, you're the greatest. Thank you. And you don't go do it. God's like, okay, I'm gonna wait for you. I'm gonna wait for you to think I have forgotten about it, and then you're gonna go do it. So this phrase of being obedient to God, you gotta know what obedience is. You gotta know how to follow it and not do it to the letter. I've done things to the letter, and then be like, hey, why am I not getting the benefit? Because God said, look, doing it to the letter in that fashion, you playing with yourself. You know that's not what I wanted. You got to do it to the essence. And I'm like, oh, okay. So just because you actually going through the steps means nothing, you know. And if you have a question about that, go back and look at the offerings between Cain and Abel. Go look at that. Go look at the way God treated that, okay? Then, in this idea of being obedient to God, then you have to look at the word God. That, so, I mean, I really don't think that this word needs interpretation, but it does. Because I see a lot of people walking around with their God in their hand. They're sitting back walking around with their God, looking at their bank account. And when you do that, when you take a God above the Most High God, then the Most High God will show you. Can't tell you at that point because he done already told you, so you're not listening. So I know when I tell the boy, okay, I fill up the water, and the first time, okay, and he doesn't do it, and then I wait to get inconvenient, and then I'm like, okay, now, I said fill up the water, okay, okay. But if you don't do it the third time, then what happens? Every parent knows the answer. You're going to get loud. You're going to get popped. I'm going to kick this sandal off. And pop, you know, there's going to be a bigger reaction when God has to tell you multiple times, didn't I say, go fill up the water? This is what we got to do, family. So let's work on this. Make sure that you're not letting any aspect of your life become your God. Nothing else should have higher priority in your life but God. And having this high priority doesn't mean it's so high it's out of reach. It means you want to stop what you're doing and make sure when something's a priority, it gets first billing, right? Spend the time and energy doing that, family. That's what being obedient to God is, okay?
And then, after you have decided that you're going to be obedient, then you're going to be, you now are clear about who your God is. The word is being. Being obedient to God. Being a verb, okay? It's an action verb. Meaning, we got to do this right now. That means we got to do this with haste. That means we have to do this with joy. We have to do it like now. Don't, you know, stop putting God off, because putting God off, like procrastination, there's an arrogance into that, an arrogance that God's going to give you another chance to do it later. And we don't know what God is attaching to this duty. So I told the boy, go ahead and put the water in the refrigerator. He doesn't know I have a treat for him for doing that. He just still ain't doing it. So I'm going to take those little jelly worms or sour candy or whatever I was going to bribe him with, and I'm just going to give it to his brother because his brother put the water up. You don't know what blessings God has attached you to. And I'm using such a simple example. This example, you know, it's a simple example because this is an example I live right here in my house. But I promise you, sometimes we're like, why isn't God blessing us? Why are you not doing what God said do? Why are you not moving in that energy? Come on. So as you're doing your journaling today, as you're spending time reflecting with God, as you are really understanding the work that God has for you, I want you to think about what your obedience looks like when you're being obedient to the Most High God.
What does that look like? What are you doing? What fears are you putting aside? What positive energies and positive commitments have you made when you're being obedient to God? Okay? Think about that. I hope everyone has a wonderful fast day. I hope and pray that you focus with your fast buddies. I hope that all of your desires that you walked into this fast with are able to come forward and you can be happy. Okay? Have a wonderful day. I'll speak to you soon. Peace.